This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today. And good morning
to Reverend Barbara Coleman.
Well, that was Reverend Barbara Coleman, and she is not on this morning, but she is on air with us here. Karen, we have some wonderful programs. Let me get all the mics turned on here.
Yeah.
And we're so glad that you've tuned in this morning to Wednesday Live. It's right now just a couple minutes after 11 o'clock, and we're having a great day here in Palm City. Who was it? Our dear friend Hubert McIntosh that would come in and talk about the beautiful Palm City. The palms are waving and the sky is blue and
life is good.
Life is good.
Yes.
God is good. All those things. So we lift up a shout out to our friend Hubert McIntosh, great brother. We thank God for him. So glad you're listening today. We do have some guests that we're looking to make contact with as we move along today. Some special things that are going to take place. Karen, do we have any mail, first of all? Let's just see if we have anything coming in from our family. We always like to promote that.
Yes, we do. We have a nice little note here from Janine in Lantana, who I think when she sends in her donation every month, gives us a little note and says, "Thank you and may God bless you." So we thank you for that, Janine in Lantana. And then, do you want me to do this one?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and then we have a card here from Joyce. And Joyce says, "Dear friends and broadcasters of Jesus Christ, to begin, I praise God for tuning me into WCNO. As I explained to Sherry and Karen, you are the third Christian station I've needed to change on in order to hear the gospel teaching and preaching. It seems that the others have gone to just Christian music. I praise God for the knowledge that I'm receiving from the radio ministry. Being able to hear the word of God the way your station broadcasts is more of a blessing than I can express. As a new listener, I believe I've learned how you are a listener-supported station and operated by faith. She said, by your faith, you believed that I would send you this $1,310.30. But she had made a pledge during prayer. And
exactly
said,
like that, right?
Exactly. And then she said that the Lord guided me to send you $1,500. So we received that graciously. Thank you so much,
Joyce.
What
a great blessing. Great to hear from her.
Yes. And she also said, I love you all a lot. Jesus loves you more. Your sister in Christ, Joyce."
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you so much, Joyce. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
It's
good.
Yeah, really cool.
David, what do you have?
Well, we had Marilee in Vero Beach sent us a gift, but she also sent us a card. And the card has two recipes on it.
Mm-hmm. Recipes? Like cooking?
Cooking.
Cooking recipes.
Baking, actually. Dessert stuff.
Was this sent, do you think, for Karen's benefit, or?
I don't, well, you know.
Yes, being that I don't like cooking.
Well, people who may not like to cook, maybe they need some recipes.
I'll tell you right now, looking at these recipes, there's a lot of elements in here.
Okay.
And a lot of movements.
A lot of moving parts. Yeah.
This is Grandma's Pearls of Wisdom, one which is most important thing in any home are the people. And that is very true.
I like that.
The other one is...
Who's sending this in to us?
This is Mary Lee in Vero Beach.
Mary Lee. Hi, Mary Lee. Thank you for sending us something.
Yes.
Yeah. And then no cloud is so dark that God cannot see through it.
It's awesome.
And then you've got these recipe for scallop, Sunday supper scallop potatoes. These are everyday, weekday scallop potatoes. And then the other one is Grandma Pearl's carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I love carrot cake.
I'll sign up for that. That vegetable cake, I will sign up for that.
That's right.
Vegetable cake.
Well, that's awesome. We are going to look to connect again with our first guest, and we're looking to get a hold of maybe Tim and Maria Widrow. Karen, why don't you give out the contact numbers and just let people know they can also get their prayer request in. We kind of scan for those.
Yes, you can reach us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. If you do have a prayer request, you can call that in at any time. And you can also go to the website and use that prayer request form. Just fill out you don't have to give all your info, your name, and just whatever your prayer request is. You can also use that if you have questions about anything.
Please leave your message for...
Okay.
And we're also going to pray for somebody in a little bit later, I think. We had a prayer.
Why don't you go ahead and do that, because I'm having trouble getting through to our first guest.
Okay. And now this prayer request is for Jeff Williams. Mary Williams, they had their program on here, Senior Moments, for a couple of years. Really great little quick tidbit of information. And so she had texted me this morning and said that Jeff's not doing as well as she's hoped. So, he's having some health issues, and the doctor says he was diagnosed with Parkinson's and has those type of symptoms. But maybe, Dave, you can lift up Jeff.
Yeah. Let's come go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we lift up our brother Jeff to you. We thank you, Lord, for many decades of ministry that he and his wife have been involved in. And we thank you, Lord, that he has a great heart and a hopeful heart, and that he loves you and trusts you. And because of all that, we know that as we pray for him today, that he's open to receive whatever you would have for him. Pray for his healing, Lord God, your spirit to move in his body, his mind, and his spirit, Lord, that in concert with his whole life, Father, that the restorative grace you want him to receive will come to him.
Yes, thank you.
And that you will bless those around him. Be faithful in prayer, and also faithful to give you the glory every moment of every day for the answer to his prayers and the prayers of those of us who love him. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. It's always good to have prayer requests and to hear from our family. We enjoy all of that, and we'd like to share it with the rest of our family. And so when you have prayer requests, praise reports, send those in, and we will love to bring them to the air and just keep you posted on what's going on. I want to welcome Tim Widrow. Tim, are you with me?
I am here.
Oh, hallelujah. We were having a hard time getting our wires connected this morning, but I think we've successfully done that. Tim, tell us what's getting ready to happen in January, and I know you just have a couple minutes, so I'm going to quit promoting and let you tell us. What is coming?
January is the Daniel Fast and prayer for our nation and for our unsaved family members. We're going to have 21 days of prayer and fasting for, like I said, our nation and our unsaved members of our family, which is near and dear to, I'm sure, many of your listeners' hearts. So, That's what we're up to.
So, Tim, you know, this is not the first year. You all have been involved in this. I know on your website you have some great resources that are available. Give us the dates when this is going to start. And I know personally, my wife and I, our family, are going to be participating. Our church, going to encourage the church to participate this year as well. And this is a great opportunity for individuals and churches to start the year seeking the heart of God. So when does this start, and how can people get more information to be a part?
Well, the dates this year will be January 8th through the 28th. And for our resources, more information, they can leave prayer requests for us. We'll add them to our prayer list. You can go to our website, which is danielfast.org. No spaces, just the words danielfast.org. And resources are many books, workbooks, guides. The guides has the 21 days, a different Bible verse every day for the day that you can pray about and that you can use in your prayers. And so we've also got some other resources like a cookbook, because everybody was asking us, what are we going to eat? So my wife Maria, who is here, I came up with a cookbook, and we've been doing this for about 5 years now. So you're right, this isn't our first year. We've been gaining momentum, and we look for more and more people to join us each year.
Amen. And I might add, and you might want to talk about this, but I do have in front of me a guide. And I'm going to have to read the English one, but I'm not giving the English away today. It's a daily prayer journal for the Daniel Fast, 21-day fast with study guide, meal planner, devotional, prayers, and more. But I have a copy in Spanish. Talk to us about that. I'm going to, actually, you have made available a copy in Spanish to, we will make this the third caller this morning that would like to call in, the third caller. Not the first and not the second, but the third caller will get a Spanish edition. Tell us about Spanish. Why Spanish?
Well, we had many folks in our church, and of course, we met in South Florida, just like you all do, and we had many people who we talked to who said, gee, you know, my sister, brother, whatever, family member would love to do the Daniel for us, but they really, Spanish is their first language, and they feel more comfortable with that. So my wife, Maria, was right on it. She immediately, we took the guide that we already had, we had it translated into Spanish, we had it proofread, and now we have the Daniel Fast workbook and guide. It's also a prayer journal in Spanish, and we're excited about that, because now all our Spanish-speaking friends can join us for the 21-day fast.
Excellent, excellent. And so you don't have to be Spanish to make the phone call. But I do have a Spanish copy of this, and I think this is really great, Tim, that you and Maria have now made this available, because I know we have a large Spanish population in our state, and we have a lot of people who maybe their first language is Spanish, or maybe they have family members or close friends that is their first language. And this, incidentally, would be a great gift, I believe, to anyone at Christmas to prepare their hearts for the coming year. You know, I think about Mark's gospel, where the father had the child with the serious demonic oppression and possession issues, where the disciples had, they did what they had always done, but it wasn't working. And that is always something that comes to my mind. Sometimes we've prayed the prayers, we've spoken the word, we've done all that we know to do, and it seems that there still is a resistance from the enemy. And Jesus responded to the disciples that, you know, this comes kind comes out only by prayer and fasting. And so there are tremendous benefits to fasting and spiritual breakthrough, spiritual warfare. And so, Karen, give the phone numbers out. Maybe if we give the phone numbers, we will find a number three caller today.
That's right. And that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
Now, Tim, we have some great testimonies, and I know this morning we're we are really out of time, but we are going to have some of those testimonies. I know Maria has some great testimonies, how she kind of, how God worked in her life to bring her into fasting, and I love to hear her tell the stories, and you probably have some stories as well. I know more and more of our listeners and more people are beginning to see the value, not just of a physical fast for cleansing and maybe for some weight loss, which doesn't hurt after Thanksgiving and Christmas, but so much more than that, actually bringing our spiritual life into focus like a laser so we can really sharpen our hearing and prepare our hearts for the coming year to walk in the way of the Lord. So I want you to give again when this starts. It's going to start in January, and let us know the dates and how people can get connected with you and get the resources together.
The dates will be January 8th through the 20th. That's a Monday, the January 8th through Sunday, January 28th, 2024. And the best way to get resources is just to go to danielfast.org, and you will see on the front page pictures of the books. There are also videos of the books as we thumb through the books. If you click underneath the book, there's a little video icon, and if you click on that, all of the books have about a one-minute video showing the inside, exactly what you get, explaining it, and so it's a complete video review, I guess you'd say, of the book. So you can get it at danielfast.org.
All right, Tim, we're looking forward to having you in the studio. I know we're going to have a little more time allocated as we get closer to the first of the year. We're going to continue to promote this. And I would just encourage all of you, if you've never really fasted, this is not a starvation diet, is it?
It is not.
It is not.
As I mentioned, the first few years, we got so many questions about what do we eat?
Yeah,
that was
right.
The biggest question we got, and so my wife came up with the cookbook, and so now we can answer that question. The cookbook is on the website as well.
Amen. So you don't, this is not starving yourself to death. It's a matter of feasting on the Lord. So I like to look at it as a fast that is a feast unto the Lord as we pursue the Father. Tim, we love you. We'll be back in touch. Keep us posted, and we'll be bringing this back before the people as we get closer to the end of the year.
Wonderful. Amen. Thank you much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't even hear you, Maria. You were quiet.
Yes, I'm quiet. I'm listening.
You're listening. Okay. Yes, somebody told us that when it's very quiet and the phones aren't ringing, that people are listening. But I do want you to be prepared to share some of your testimony and how this started next time we talk, okay?
Yeah.
All right. God bless you all, and we look forward to seeing you real soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So we have some resources, and we have a caller that called in, but we are going to, if you were not able to call a few moments ago, the number three caller that request the Spanish version of the Daniel Fast book, we will make that available to you. So when you call in, if you're number one or two, then the book's not for you, but if you're number three, it's for you. So we're going to see how that works today. All right, so give us a call, and that is for a copy in Spanish. We're not giving away an English copy today, but we're going to give some other things away as we move along through our Wednesday lives. All right, we are going to reach out to Joanne Rodriguez, and Karen, I believe you probably know her.
Yes, I know her from, have seen her at a couple of events, Joanne and Eddie. They have a beautiful ministry, and they really, you know, their heart and their desire is to unite the body of Christ. They go to many different churches. They have, they do flags and banners. I think all their kids are involved in it as well.
All right, that's
now,
great.
Now they're in charge of that.
Yes, hey there. Is this Joanne Rodriguez?
Yes, this is Joanne. How are you?
All right. God bless you, Joanne. We are wanting to talk about Bible Marathon. You're live on air, and so tell all of our listeners what's getting ready to happen.
I would love to. Thank you so much. First, I want to thank you for allowing us to be on your broadcast today, and we are excited because it is the 23rd Annual Bible Reading Marathon, and it takes place in Stuart. It starts on November 11th. We begin reading at 6 p.m., and we start reading in Genesis, and we read the entire Bible all the way through day and night and for 24 hours until we complete it on the 15th. And so we are excited. We have 365 time slots to fill, and with that, we are looking for people to call in at 561-670-0469. You can sign up. You can read. We have many that come out to have been reading for years. We welcome new readers. And so we are just excited for this year again. Pastor Donna and Jean studied this 23 years ago, and we look forward to it every year.
All right. I know I have many years been out of town during this time, but this year the McLeans are going to be in town, so I look forward to being able to come back down. And, you know, it's a blessing. Some people may want to come and just listen and pray. And the word goes forth, and the word never returns void. So it's a powerful ministry, and I know there are some testimonies of some great events that have and results that have taken place as a result of this. But I suppose only heaven's going to have the real record of the value of reading through the Word of God. Amen?
Yes, amen. Every year we do see testimonies that come forth. We do set up a prayer tent. It is a beautiful outreach and connection for the community. God's word does go forth, and we see prayers answered during this week. Even a testimony of last year, a young woman was passing by, did not know about the Bible Reading Marathon. The theme that we had, we always have a specific scripture for each year. It touched her heart. She went up there and prayed. Her prayer was to find a missing friend, and then within 24 hours, the friend had been missing for about a year, and no one could find her. Within 24 hours, she got in contact with that friend and called us back and said that she had a breakthrough and her friend was found. So it goes beyond just sometimes just, you know, what's happening right there in Martin County, but God reaches out past the band shell, past everything that we're doing, and He just connects us just for those divine moments, and it's really cool to see that. It's those are the things that my husband and I have only been doing this about 6 years when Pastor Donna and Jean passed it on for us to help facilitate with it. And every year we just see wonderful testimonies, people touched by the Lord, and families brought together, the community brought together, businesses, churches. And it's just a great time when everyone connects again and is able to hear God's word. And some do just come and sit and listen and receive Jesus as their Savior. We have some testimonies where some have just passed by, sat and listened. They come back again the next day, and then we start talking to them, praying with them, and they receive Jesus as their Savior.
That's awesome, and I'll just tell you how carnal I am. I've actually come and sat and drank coffee and ate donuts with you while you all were reading the Word of God and praying. So,
oh my.
That's all right, because, you know, I have a sign in my kitchen that says, all I need today is a little bit of coffee and a whole lot of Jesus. So maybe I'm going to do that.
There you go. Now, tell us again where this is located. Of course, it's in Martin County, and it's not far for people to drive from other counties if you want to come down. But tell us the address and, again, the phone numbers, and I don't know if you have a web page, but get all that information out because people listening are going to be interested. And I know you have people travel to come to this.
Yes, it's located at 300 Southeast Ocean Boulevard in Stewart, and that's Memorial Park. And it's the band shell right on the corner. If you know where the courthouse is, there's a beautiful Memorial Park right there, and one of the band shells on the very corner of the park. And so we welcome everyone to come out. We do have people from all over Florida, especially the Treasure Coast, but especially even all over Florida that drive out to read. We've had people from Key West and even from other states come out. And so it's exciting to see everyone kind of flock and gather to have the privilege and honor of reading God's Word out, that freedom to read God's Word out loud over the atmosphere and over our country for protection, and into the heart of Jerusalem. We're praying for their protection. And so we do invite everyone to come out. It's easy to volunteer. You just call 561-670-0469. I can answer any questions, sign you up. We still have quite a few available time slots, and so we encourage those that have read before, and if you've never read or you feel shy about reading, it's very comfortable. It's super simple, but yet it is very profound and has a great impact because God's in the midst of it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a tough question now.
Okay.
What about the people who come to read and they're afraid to sign up because they're afraid they're going to get one of those chapters that has all of the begats in it?
We hear that every year, and I found all of us just kind of fumble through it, pronouncing, and every so often we have, sometimes if we're fortunate, we have maybe a theologian sitting by and they'll help out and shout out the name.
Okay.
God knows our heart. It's not about reading. Everyone read with all different, backgrounds, and we have 7-year-olds come up and read, and they're sometimes the most bold ones to go up and read. They just go out and just blast through it, and it's awesome. So I would say, set that aside and just enjoy yourself. Reading God's Word it's living. It's a living Word. It comes, we see people refreshed, touched, and moved by God while they read. And so, just come and just read and receive what he has,
So it's not about being a professional reader. It's about being a passionate Jesus lover, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We've had some that don't know Jesus that asked what we were doing and said, "Can I read?" And so we explained who Jesus was and let them read, and they came to know Jesus. So we even have people that... Yeah, it's really cool. And yesterday, I do want to mention that we went to the county, and we received this year's proclamation from the county of Israel, and we'll be receiving the proclamation from the city during Bible Reading Week, which is November 11th through the 15th. So the city and the county have declared it Bible Reading Week, and it is for everyone. It's for families. It's for business owners. It's for friends. Everyone just come out. And just enjoy hearing the Word, enjoy reading the Word, and just, God moves in His Word, and it's a blessing just to hear it and to be able to speak it out loud.
Now, what if it rains?
We're still there.
Well, this is a rain or shine event, right?
Yeah, we are still there. Fortunately, the band shell covers if it's a hard rain, it blows in a bit, but yeah, there is some covering with the band shell, but we are there, rain or shine, day or night. Sometimes even the sprinklers have gone on and we're like, hey, what's going on?
That's friendly fire.
So we just say, holy water, and that's it, and we keep going. But we're there, rain or shine, day and night. This year in particular, we are looking for readers. There's always a particular need each year as the board shows up. And so we do need readers. If anyone's listening today that is a little bit of a night person and loves to read between like midnight and 4 a.m., please feel free to come on out. We always have a few facilitators out there that will fill in, but we're looking for more readers, especially for those time slots.
All right, very good. So what would you say to pastors and churches and home groups and youth groups?
Come on out.
Great, right?
Yes, come on out. Sign up. You can sign up for blocks of time.
Yep.
We have families, women's ministries, men's ministries, youth groups, like you said, children's groups, yep. Children's ministries. They come out and they can take, you can take a block of time. You can take turns reading. If you have children, you know, you can go up there, you know, parents and adults can go up there with the children and read. We've had adults, you know, husband and wives share time slots where they just stand up there and go back and forth reading on their time slot. So it is a time of fellowship, connecting, and reading the Word of God together.
It's going to be a great season. Again, it starts when?
It starts on November 11th at 6 p.m. We begin reading prior to 6 p.m. We will be there at 5:30 to pray and to worship and to open it with prayer. And if anyone does want to come help and set up, we'll be setting up between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. We do our setup during that time on November 11th, and then we kick off the reading at 6 p.m. on November 11th.
Excellent, excellent. Well, God's best to you and your husband and the ministry that you all have. And I'll tell you one thing I really like about this is that this is not a denominational thing. It's not something for a person to promote themselves or what they do. This is totally to lift up Jesus Christ and to simply read his powerful word. And so it's a great event. Thank you for your work, you and your husband and others that have volunteered for years. And I did hear that Donna Hill.
That we are meant to shine the light into the world, and you know we're a city set on the hill, and our
lunch with
I
her?
I know her. Yes, I would.
Oh, you would.
I know her from different ministry events and stuff. So.
And what you're saying is we're friends in the Lord.
Friends in the Lord.
There you go.
Yes.
And that's good. And this is an opportunity for people to make new friends.
That's right.
I want to welcome the camps. Steve.
Good to be here.
And Cindy, right?
Yes, sir.
Steve, let's get that mic right over to Cindy because she has something to say, too. I am so thrilled that we have some new action getting ready to happen. Steve,
yeah.
Camp, you have, you know, I look at all this stuff and I go, how in the world does anyone get so much done in their life? I mean, you're a pastor and you're a husband and
father, grandfather.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that. And yet responsible for 15 number one songs and 40 plus top tens. Contemporary Christian music, it was a different thing back in the day, but I remember going and saying, Steve Camp's going to be at this concert. I was fairly young in the Lord back in those days, but you know what, Steve, you look very much alive and anointed, and Cindy, great to have you with us today. Talk to us about what's getting ready to happen.
Well, we've got, are we able to play it this morning?
I never saw a copy of the song.
I sent it over to you.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, no,
we'll
okay.
get it. I didn't get it. I thought maybe you were holding it.
No.
We went through the mail.
Not
somehow we missed it. We will get it.
Okay.
We will get it.
No, I texted it to you.
Okay.
Anyway, I've got my first album coming out in January. The complete title is not known yet. It could be called Camp.
camp. It could be neighbors in an age of rage.
Ooh.
It could be all kinds of things. But it started out with sending my producer a praise song or two, but then it took 8 years to complete it. It's 26 songs.
Okay.
And the reason why is that, you know, with the culture and everything that was going on in our world here with CRT, with BLM, Antifa, woke ideology, and so forth, the culture's been in quite a bit of an upheaval. Then COVID enters in, the churches panicked over fear on several items. I wanted to write a record that would deal with horizontal issues,
okay,
but from a biblical worldview. So there's some wonderful songs on here of Easter celebration. The song Emmanuel, God with Us, is my first original Christmas song.
That is a beautiful song, too.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful song.
It's great. We are so honored to work on short-term notice with some amazing artists and musicians on it from all around the globe. Really tremendous. And Tim Miner, my producer, produced this song as well as the 26 songs on the record. But this is my Ecclesiastes, if you please.
Okay.
I've played it, pieces of it, for people around the area here, and especially non-believers that would never come to a church, and they're like, we get this, we understand it, it's hopeful, it's joyful. You're dealing with tough issues, but you're speaking from a place that we understand, which is tremendous. That's one of the prayers for this thing. And so some have heard it, and I don't mean this in any way, shape, or form as a prideful thing or a boast, but some have said, man, this is probably the greatest civil rights record in a generation.
Mm.
Because we have songs on here, All Lives Matter, Your Life.
Tell us a bit about that. You talked a little bit about how some of these really, some people just avoid them and will not even speak to them. Some pastors are hesitant to address some of these things. And yet we live in a world that the news media addresses it one way or another. I mean, if the church doesn't.
Yeah.
How did you come to do this?
Well, you know, in the Old Testament, it talks about the men of Issachar that understood the times. And so we need people that will understand the times, especially pastors, and not be afraid to speak on those issues from a biblical worldview. If Scripture is applicable for all matters of life and godliness, then we can approach any issue, no matter how profound or how simple, from a biblical worldview. I.e., I know last night in the election cycle, Ohio was such a disappointment because they voted to keep a woman's right to abortion through the end of the pregnancy. I mean, that's just genocide.
Oh my.
But how do we respond to that? And, you know, Psalm 139, when people ask each other on social media and on news stations, well, how do we know when life begins? Well, Psalm 139, 13-16 answers that question. You saw my unformed body. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Mm.
So we know at the moment of conception, life begins.
Yes.
And there's no mystery to that. Up until a generation ago, it was clearly understood what a man and a woman were. Who would have thought that a Supreme Court justice nominee couldn't define what a woman is?
Yes.
These are the confusing times that people are in. So what a great time, Jonathan, to be able, from a biblical worldview, as a Christian, as a husband, as a musician, as a pastor. And by the way, I pastor the Cross Church right around the corner from here. Lovely group of people. We just thank the Lord for his sustaining grace during these uncertain times we live in. But we're dedicated to the truth of God's word. And so this album is the overflow of that study and these issues. So when I approached Tim out in L.A., when he was out there before we moved to Nashville, I said, I have an idea. I've always done these kind of group artist things throughout my years of music. And I thought, let's do All Lives Matter. And we were able to assemble a large group of artists, some of the biggest names. In
what year was this?
This was maybe 6 years ago.
Okay, right.
Seven years ago.
I think that's important. I remember you saying something about that.
Yeah, and it was great. In fact, we had some not only great soul singers and great artists on here. The lead singer for Rascal Flatts was on it, and Brian McKnight was on it. And one of our first people that Tim had known from his Motown days was Quincy Jones, and Quincy says, hey, this is the new We Are the World. I wish you guys the best, and so forth. But BLM, Antifa, the Soros money, the left, so corrupted that simple, wonderful message, all lives matter. Who would have thought that'd be offensive?
Exactly.
To say, and we say from the womb to the tomb, right?
Yes,
all lives matter. Everyone's valuable. Everyone is deserving of dignity and respect. It doesn't mean we approve of Antichrist actions or evil against others. What we're seeing in the Middle East right now, we could go to any member of Hamas and say, you were created in the image of a holy God.
Yes.
What you're doing in terror, you deserve to be blown off the face of this earth. We need a balance with those things. So this isn't empty-headed sentimentality or cold-hearted orthodoxy. It's one of those things that gives us compassion for our neighbor, to love them, to serve them, whether it's Palm City where we're located, Stuart, Fort Pierce, all around the state of Florida where your wonderful station goes to, that we get as salt and light to be a reason for the gospel and to point someone else to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So that's how this record started to unfold. And all of a sudden, song after song after song, I would send a new batch of songs to Tim, and he would say, man, where's all this coming from? And it was, you know, I'd hear a newscast of little children being taken for human trafficking. So I wrote a song called Stolen. And many of the lyrics on that song were now testimonies of 10 or 12 or 15 years later when these kids had been rescued, and my wife and I wrote down some of the sayings that they were now recalling of what was going on, that, you know, I trusted those that told me they loved me. I was stolen by the ones they said that I could trust. You know, we see all of this light for darkness, darkness for light kind of thing, what they call good, the Bible calls evil, and evil for good, as Isaiah 5 says. And so I wanted Jonathan to write a record that would deal with these issues. When I've shared, like, the song All Lives Matter, or Your Life or Stolen, or some of these songs, Neighbors in an Age of Rage, my producer was always fond of saying two things to me. He goes, if you were signed to a record company right now, they would never allow you to say these things. And it's really true. So I had to do it over 8 years as we gradually raised the funds to record it. Secondly, we also knew, as one country artist, and he asked me not to use his name publicly, you would know it, but he said, Steve, these are not the kind of songs that make a career. They're a kind of song that destroy it, because no one is going to have the courage to say these things. Yeah. And you know how it is, if you fear God and not men, it gives you a courage. You see Peter's life at the trial, the mock trial of our Lord, and here he was mocked three times, he denied the Lord, but then filled with the Holy Spirit, after the ascension, he comes upon Pentecost, and now, he's bold, he's courageous, and he's preaching to the very ones that were mocking him just 50 days earlier. So I think it's in that kind of time, there are so many great, in this case, black iconic leaders today, Larry Elder, Ernest Thomas Soule, and Shelby Steele, and some of these great voices out there. Many know Christ. Some are just coming from a great place on the cultural issues that are out there. So I hope this record, I'm so glad we were able to get this Christmas song out first. It's dropping November 17th, and I think I'm going to be back in with you in December
as
well.
You are.
Yes. And so we count it a joy. We'd love to see it preview here first? I mean,
it may happen in a few minutes. We may have something coming.
Oh, you know, seriously?
My team is. I think Cindy is working behind the scenes.
Oh,
with,
my wife is famous for that. She is so good at it.
Karen, our potentate of production.
Once again, I want to just say, if you're just tuning in, Steve Kemp, along with his wife Cindy, you may have known him from years ago. You may not have heard from him in recent days. A pastor right here in Palm City, Florida at the Cross Church, but also a returning musician that is bringing us some great music, but also some great truth that we need to address. Now, Cindy's been real quiet.
That's unusual for her. Her eyes kind of went a little glassy when you said, and we want to hear from Cindy this morning.
We do. Yeah. So how is this? What is your part in birthing all of these songs? I mean, I've been to your home. I mean, we were spoiled so rotten that, you know, we like that. You're a great host.
Well, thank you. I like spoiling people.
Yeah, it was good. Very good.
I love being a part of this. I absolutely love it. And so Steve is just a consummate singer-songwriter. His lyrics are the absolute best. He can write a tight phrase and say everything in one singable phrase. And the thing that I love about Emmanuel, the genius of this song, is that it's memorable, it's singable after one listen, and it's so catchy. We see this as a timeless classic. And so Bing Crosby had White Christmas, Steve Kemp has Emmanuel.
Well, Cindy, tell us about your family. Tell us a little bit about who are the Kemps.
Oh, we are a bunch. We are a wonderful family. We have wonderful kids. They each are in their own service.
We just got, tell them about last week or the week before.
Kids, we just had a new grandbaby, number six.
Number six.
The baby got married a couple weeks ago, so they're...
The baby got married, not the number six.
No. The grandbaby.
Our youngest daughter got married.
Youngest daughter got married.
Yeah.
Grandbaby number six.
Things move fast in your family.
Yes, they do. We like it that way. But they're just a wonderful... They are a wonderful bunch of kids. We couldn't be more proud.
Are they local? Are they scattered?
Some are local, yes.
Okay.
Can I boast on one of them?
We're not going to be able to stop you.
Our son Joe is a police officer in PSL.
Oh, awesome.
And he's a member of the SWAT team. Mm. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was a story that broke where it was our son that the Lord used to rescue. An 81-year-old man had a car accident and drove his car into like a little pond or whatever. Mm. And I guess the car was filling it with water, whatever. Joe was called on the scene with his partner. He jumps. He's 6'3", about 270, just ripped. And he jumped into the water and took his stick, and he broke the window and pulled that 81-year-old man to safety. Wow. So we're wonderfully joyous that he became a hero for just doing what he's trained to do.
That's awesome.
And amazing. So all the kids, and we have our daughter Jordan, her husband BJ, that live here locally, and little Kai, our granddaughter's here, so we get to spoil her. We wish all the grandkids were here. The rest are in Texas. And it's great. But my wife is an amazing chef and cook and has the gift of hospitality.
She does.
So we've had literally a group of guys that would knock on our door at 11 p.m. and say, can we talk the allergies, Miss Cindy cooking?
Please don't get any ideas.
I already have ideas.
And it was great. Yeah. So you know what? It's life on life. You know how it is as a pastor. It's life on life. But... And if I may boast, my wife is a graduate of Juilliard and violin, and on this album we have about half the tracks that have beautiful orchestrations, and she ended up playing on average about 21 tracks per song that she played on. And she is the entire orchestra playing viola and violin, multiple parts, stacking them as we go. Mm. So I'm just glad she allows me to... You know, to play alongside her from time to time. You know,
you want to set Emmanuel up? We're getting ready to play.
It's ready to roll. I owe you a coffee.
Okay.
In fact, several bags of coffee. Yes, this is taken out of Isaiah 7:14, where it says, the virgin will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. It was also what Gabriel communicated to Mary in Matthew 1:23. You shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. And so this is a song of joy, of hope. We need to know in the world that is disintegrating before our eyes, there's a sovereign Lord God and King that's in control. Folks, don't ever lose sight of that. He raises up those in power and he brings them down. He changes seasons as he would have. And so I'm so grateful we're able to hear this song today. This is the first time it's been played publicly.
Awesome.
And so Emmanuel, God with us, and I hope it's a joy to your hearts this morning.
Emmanuel by Steve Camp.
Yay!
Right in the studio here today.
Not knowing it would be played now, actually. But man, thank you so much for doing
Karen
that,
that
for playing it. And wow,
awesome.
what a joy. This is our premiere as a
premiere, and
song.
We are blessed to be able to do that. And right here in our studio, this is Wednesday Live, and both Steve and Cindy Camp, I should say Pastor Steve and Cindy Camp, are with us here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida today. Let's talk about the ministry.
Thank you.
You pastor a church here in Palm City. This is in Martin County.
Yes.
How did you end up coming to the area, and what is your ministry about?
Well, it was 14 years ago. I had received a call to come and candidate here, and there was another man that was senior pastor, and he said, would you come and co-pastor? But within a few months, he ended up leaving and going on to do other things. And so I had, you know, served back in the day with John MacArthur at Grace Community Church for a year or so, year and a half, and had been a part of many churches. I'm a churchman at heart, and any way I could come alongside other pastors and encourage them in the Lord. But this was my first senior pastorate, and it was just a joy. A few months earlier, I was candidating at a church in Southern California, 4,500 people. All these different things. We came here, I think there's 20 people or 25 people, and when we were out there, I said to Cindy, what do you think about the church in Southern Cal? And she goes, I don't think this is right. You may think I'm nuts. And we got here, and after meeting with these dear folks, she goes, what do you think? I said, you may think I'm crazy, but we're home. and literally, that's how the Lord led us. And we've gone up and down. You know, we're in the midst of a Scottish revival right now, which means a decrease in numbers a bit, you know. But we never closed during COVID. We tried to encourage people and stay there. And, you know, whether you have 20 or 2,000, man, you learn that, you know, the Lord had 12, right? Mm-hmm. And Spurgeon had 6,000. Thomas Watson had 100. You know, we measure things differently in the kingdom, not by the breadth of the influence, but by the depth of the obedience. Yeah. And these dear people at the Cross Church are tremendous. You met several of them at our house a while back. And
great just, family.
Yeah, they really are. And you know, we're going through the Gospel of Matthew right now. We're in Matthew 16. At the end of that chapter, this is our 95th week coming up in the Gospel of Matthew. And it's great. And at the end of every service, we have tables set up at the back of our sanctuary, and we have a community meal together every single week. This was not my idea. One of our deacons in training, a wonderful brother, Calvin, he started to bring some food.
Wow.
And I tell you, between his wife, Patty, a dear friend of ours in the church, Lindsay, a younger gal, my wife, Cindy, you know, Ed and Jason, and we have a wonderful Italian former restaurant owner, Anthony, fresh ziti a couple weeks ago, handmade meatballs. Lindsay's husband, Josh, smoked for 12 hours.
Where's your church again?
wonderful
time is
a wonderful brisket. Well, we start worship at 10, we get done at 11:30, but then we immediately eat. Sometimes we're there till 1:30.
That's awesome.
And just enjoying the fellowship. So we're an expository church. We go verse by verse through the word. These people love Christ and his truth.
That's awesome.
And what a humble privilege and honor to serve them with the word. And boy, they minister to us in profound ways. And
do you have a web presence for the church?
You know, we do, but we're under a web construction right now.
Understand.
So it's crosschurch.net is our web address, but can you give us a few weeks? And if you get on there, it might be accessible, but you might find stuff from a few years ago as opposed to things current. We're going through a face change. It's coming. And but 10 a.m. Sunday morning, and listen, we have wonderful study Bibles we give people for free, the good people at Rose Publishing, these beautiful tracts and pamphlets. We hand out, and be a joy to have you come.
Awesome.
If you're looking for a church, please join us. We'd love to encourage you in the Lord.
Pastor, I want you and Cindy to stand by a moment. We have Operation Christmas Child that we want to just give a heads up for. I'm going to try to make this call, and then we're going to have you close our morning out in prayer in just a second. Let me see if I can get a hold of Valerie. Karen, give the phone numbers out here, because we still have a Spanish edition of the Daniel's Fast that we will give away to the third caller.
Oh, that's
not the
right.
First or second, but the third caller. You do not have to speak Spanish. No hablo el español. And I don't even know how to do that. But give the number.
Yes, and that number is 772-221-1100. And yes, we've already had one caller for the Spanish book here by Tim and Maria Wydro. And so two more callers if you want the Spanish edition of the Daniel Fast, the Daniel Fast prayer journal and booklet. Second caller, 772-221-1100.
Let's see if we can get Valerie on the phone and just get a promo out for Operation Christmas Child. What a great ministry of the Graham organization.
Hello.
Is this Valerie?
Hi.
Hi, Valerie. This is Jonathan. You're live on air, WCNO, here in Palm City. Give us a shout out for Operation Christmas Child. How can people get involved? Where are they going to bring their boxes?
Okay. Well, Operation Christmas Child, you know, is a ministry of Samaritan's Purse, and we have the opportunity